This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Andrew, hello. How are you?
Andrew.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, buddy. Was that an alarm that just went off, or was that just...
I'm logging into my computer at the office, so you're hearing the sounds of Microsoft Windows booting up.
Nice. I thought that maybe you guys would have like NFL Films music on the boot up for your computer.
I do not have that app open yet on the desktop, but I do have an NFL Films like portal where I can, you know, watch games and stuff. Yeah.
Wow,
that's awesome.
Which is cool. Sign into it. That's part of my job. Very cool part of my job.
Hello,
oh, wouldn't it be great?
Andrew.
That would be awesome if Facenda said, "Welcome to the internet,
Siciliano."
Yeah, dare to dream.
Welcome to the frozen tundra of your computer, Andrew.
Better not be frozen.
Here. I think it got to the. I think it might be in the 50s this morning. It is kind of chilly. Yeah.
Stop. We don't want to hear that. 50. Maybe we'll see 50. I don't know if we even will see it this weekend. if we're lucky, Andrew. Let's digress. Obviously, the big news for the Browns right now, Odell Beckham Jr. is out for the season. Maybe if we're lucky, we might see him at training camp next year. Just your initial thoughts on that and what you think this means for the Browns.
I mean, it's not good, and obviously that's a no-brainer here, and that's an understatement. They are a better football team with him. They're going to have to adjust without him. I think it's certainly encouraging the way they played after he left, and specifically how Baker played. You know, I rewatched the game last night in the second half. I do think people are not taking away in any way from the Browns' performance in the second half and the fact that they won that game on the road in the division. All those things are very good. I realize the Bengals are professionals. They make contracts. They make money, rather. They have contracts, and they've worked their whole lives to get to this stage. It is still the Bengals, and it's a team that they have had a lot of success against this year already in two games. Obviously, it's going to get a lot tougher, but I think the biggest thing is, and there will be people, I'm sure you guys have already had them on your show, who say, well, look, Baker is more relaxed, and Baker's a better quarterback without him, and we have already put up numbers on our screen on NFL Network that show that. Yes, but they are an easier team to defend without him. I'm sorry, without Odell. And any defensive coordinator, the first thing you do when you get ready for a team is, who's the guy we got to double team? Who's the guy we got to worry about? Who's the guy we can't let us or can't let beat us? And that is Odell Beckham Jr. So both of the things can't be true. Baker may be more comfortable when you're not locked on that first guy and you feel like you have to feed him the ball. And they are easier to defend when that guy is not there. Both can be true. But the best part about it is, they are 5-2, and they are winning football games.
Yes, they are. Baker had a great game, was fun to watch. I wonder, though, Andrew, you could go into this game this week against the Raiders, who are a pretty interesting team, without your, in theory, 1 or 1A wide receiver, 1 or 1A running back, and number one tight end. That's a lot to ask out of an offense, and it puts a lot of heat on Baker to make it work.
And potentially without Wyatt Teller, although Stefanski sounded mildly, I wouldn't say optimistic. It sounded as if the door is potentially open for this week. His press conference yesterday. They are undermanned. Everybody at this point is undermanned. I mean, the Raiders basically played an entire game against the Buccaneers against a top-ranked defense last week without their entire offensive line practicing the entire week. Now, they played, But they didn't practice the entire week because of their COVID issue there. So everyone has to face something this year. This is what the Browns have to face this week. The light at the end of the tunnel is the bye and potentially getting those people, not Odell, obviously, but some of the other guys back after the bye.
What do you think of Kevin Stefanski this week and the way he was able to get this team back? I mean, look, he's got challenges on defense, but yet the play calling on offense seemed to work, very effective, and obviously helped them win this game. What are your thoughts on Stefanski?
I would go back to the record. You are what the record says you are, and at 5-2, it looks good. I think they need to, and he needs to be praised for the way they bounced back after the bad loss to the Steelers. It's a game that, I mean, this is one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's a game you're supposed to win. It's a game if you lose, the sky is falling, right? It's a game where unless you blow them out by 30, you're not going to get a lot of credit. But it's a game where they were challenged and they rose to the occasion in the second half. I think considering the limitations that they had that you guys just listed, a win is a win is a win. I would like to see a few more plays on defense. I'm with you. Denzel Ward, especially that opening drive, was fantastic. Other than Denzel Ward, though, and Myles Garrett, you know, you'd like to see Terrence Mitchell hold on to some picks. You'd like to see the defense be a little more opportunistic. The scoring differential, I think, is scary for a team that is 5-2, but they are finding ways. So you could also flip it around and say it speaks to Kevin Stefanski's coaching that they're being outscored, yet they are 5-2.
Andrew, they have some pieces on defense that obviously aren't there right now. Greedy Williams, Grant Delpit. It's a different-looking defense, you would think, if they have another good corner and a good young safety. And, you know, Mac Wilson's injury, he's been coming back, but maybe that slowed him down a little bit. There's some things there. But at 5-2, is there an urgency to fix that defense and go out and maybe, you know, like Everson Griffin, apparently available in Dallas – is there an urgency to go fix this thing for the here and now and think, and down the road we're going to be better because we're getting these guys back, or do you just sit back and play this thing out? At 5-2, I think you go for it. You go get some guys.
Well, I mean, the question is, how do you go for it? You mean at the trade deadline next week?
Well, if you can pick up a player or two for a later round draft choice, sure. And if there's somebody on the free agent market who you think can help you now, sure.
I don't know that there's anyone on the free agent market at all. I would say there are players out there. I mean, you could get Whitney Mercilus. You can get Quinnen Williams. There are defensive pieces out there. I mean, there are definitely teams that are selling in Houston, in both New York teams. I'd say potentially in Minnesota. There are teams selling. The question is, how much do you want to give up? Look, right now, guys, let's pull up the standings. So both can be true. It is a process. It's about if you think you're making the playoffs, stacking wins and getting better by the time you get to January. Right now, they would go to Tennessee in the first round of the playoffs. I don't feel comfortable right now with them stopping Derrick Henry. I don't know that any really team feels comfortable stopping Derrick Henry, except maybe the Steelers. But do you feel that there are a lot of pieces to add right now that can help you do that? Maybe. What do you want to give up?
Late round pick.
I mean, it's again, for who, for what? Yeah. Miles Jack, I know we talked about him, didn't play last week. You can go get Quinnen Williams, Whitney Mercilus. I'm more concerned with the secondary. All right. I mean, can you pry Anthony Harris out of Mike Zimmer's hands? Maybe. But I don't think so. I mean, he's one of the few stabilizing forces that secondary has. His corners are young and inexperienced, but that team's not going anywhere. Also, guys, you know, the other thing, too, is, and this is always something that football GMs have to worry about, it's not like baseball where you can add a bat at the deadline and just plug him into the lineup and know he's going to start hitting, or add a bullpen arm and know that you could throw him in there in the eighth inning, and he's going to throw 98 next week. It takes time with football. And when you see mid-season additions either side of the ball that work, they're often early in the season, like Minkah Fitzpatrick last year for the Steelers. Mid-season additions that truly, truly make a difference are not that common. Maybe Marcus Peters last year for the Ravens. I can't say it doesn't happen. It's just not always the easy fix that many people think it is.
Yeah, I also, you know, as you bring that up and you say you can't compare that to baseball, I always think that the window of opportunity argument, too, is fascinating for football, because I don't look at the NFL in the windows that we do for the NBA or Major League Baseball. Do you see that? I've had people go, oh, the Browns are in a window now. They need to go out and get somebody, and they've got to make this happen now because, you know, they're in a window now, and who knows how long, you know, this or that. And I'm just like, it's the NFL. Things flip in 3 years. Is that what your window is? And really, really good organizations don't worry about windows.
No, they honestly flip in three windows. They flip in 3 minutes. Your window is when, in all seriousness here, you have your quarterback on a rookie deal and you have your young star players on affordable contracts. Most teams will tell you that is when we have a window. Or when, say, you're the Buccaneers, right, and you have a veteran quarterback, or the Saints, who is at the end of the line making a lot of money, you know he has a year left, maybe two, and you're trying to win immediately. Everyone else is kind of in the same boat, kind of in the middle, right?
Right.
Because in football, it changes so quickly. Like the Bears, I was fortunate enough to go to the Monday night game last night. All right. So my first football game all year. The Bears, think about it. If they won that game, would have taken over the number one seed in the NFC. The number one seed. Because they would have had the Packers, and then the NFC North would have jumped them. Right. They would have been number one. We leave that game thinking, how is this a playoff team with that offense? And what did Brian Griese say about what Nick Foles said about what Matt Nagy calls, right? That team seems like a team in turmoil now. And that's how quickly it turned, because their defense outscored their offense on a national stage last night. Now, realistically, they're 5-2. They're in the playoffs. It's not the end of the world. The sky isn't falling. But, I mean, that is the emotional swing that we get on a week-in, week-out NFL basis here. And that is what GMs have to deal with when they're trying to figure out how much they give up for a Quinnen Williams, for example, and if you think that truly changes your team on November 3rd.
Andrew, you were at a game last night. If you're watching a game on television, I watched it last night, it seems like 90% normal. You know, 90%.
It was one of the weirdest things I had ever been to.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. In person, what's it like?
It was weird. Now, in Cleveland, you guys have fans in the stands. Granted, they're not many. I would have to think, though, that those fans give a little bit of a different feel, right? There are people actually drinking beer and making noise. This wasn't like that at all. And after a big hit, when Jalen Ramsey blows up a guy on the sideline, right, you can hear the sideline screaming and yelling, and vice versa. You can hear when Nick Foles is trying to call out a play call or Jared Goff in the red zone right there in front of you, you can hear every single thing at the line everywhere in the building. Now, they're playing music, they're piping in some crowd noise, all those things are going on. But eventually that gets cut off, and eventually you just hear people talking. And it is different. I will say this. I have an amazing amount of respect, not that I didn't before, but especially now, for the TV productions and the way they are presenting these games to the fans at home. Because all of us have sat on the couch, and it feels, for the most part, like a normal game, right? It feels like, hey, my life is normal. I'm watching a normal game. In the building, wow, is it different. And a tip of the cap to everyone upstairs who is making it feel like the real thing for everyone at home, because they're doing an amazing job.
Hey, I just want to ask you, because you were there and I only have like 5 seconds here.
Yeah,
does it affect the outcome of the game? I only have like 10 seconds. Do you think it affects the play on the field?
I don't. Not at all. The only way you can say it affects the play on the field is that the defense perhaps has more of an ability to hear what the quarterback is yelling out at the line. Both sidelines can hear those things as well. But the flip side of it is that it also gives the quarterback a lot more freedom to communicate, right?
Gotcha.
With his and make audibles. I don't think it affects the outcome of the game at all.
All right, Andrew, thank you. I was just interested to hear your opinion on that. Thank you. We will, of course, we'll watch you on NFL Network, and we'll watch you on DirecTV's Red Zone channel. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, sir.
Love you guys. See you. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.